Former US President Donald Trump has announced he will halt all future funding to South Africa, citing concerns over land expropriation and claims that the government is treating certain classes of people very badly. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. His remarks follow South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's recent approval of a law allowing land seizures without compensation in specific cases. The law, aimed at addressing historical land inequalities, permits expropriation only when it is deemed just and equitable and in the public interest, such as when land is abandoned, poses a safety risk, or remains undeveloped with no plans for use. Land ownership has long been a contentious issue in South Africa. Under colonial rule and apartheid, laws such as the 1913 Natives Land Act stripped the black majority of land rights, concentrating ownership in the hands of the white minority. Even after apartheid ended in 1994, land redistribution efforts have been slow, with the government previously relying on a willing seller, willing buyer model. Trump's comments sparked a strong response from Ramaphosa, who wrote on X, "South Africa is a constitutional democracy that is deeply rooted in the rule of law, justice, and equality. The South African government has not confiscated any land." He also clarified that the only US funding South Africa receives is through PEPFAR, a health initiative supporting the country's HIV/AIDS response, which accounts for 17% of its program. The US allocated approximately $440 million to South Africa in 2023. Billionaire Elon Musk, who was born in South Africa and is now a Trump advisor, also weighed in, accusing the government of implementing openly racist ownership laws. He directly challenged Ramaphosa on X, further fueling the debate. On Sunday, Trump reiterated his stance on Truth Social. "I will be cutting off all future funding to South Africa until a full investigation of this situation has been completed." He later claimed South African leaders were doing horrible things, adding that his administration would investigate further before making a final decision. The controversy has drawn mixed reactions. Some critics fear the new land law could lead to economic instability, similar to Zimbabwe's land seizures that devastated its economy. Others argue it is a necessary step toward correcting past injustices. South African Mineral Resources Minister Guido Mantashe dismissed Trump's threats, suggesting South Africa could retaliate by withholding mineral exports to the US. "South Africa is a key supplier of minerals like platinum, iron, and manganese." Meanwhile, Ofri Forum, an organization advocating for South Africa's white Afrikaner population, has called for amendments to the law to protect property rights. However, it rejected Trump's stance, arguing that any punitive measures should target senior ANC leaders rather than the broader population. This isn't the first time Trump has clashed with South Africa on land reform. During his first term, he ordered an investigation into the country's farm seizures and alleged killings of white farmers, claims the South African government dismissed as misinformation meant to stoke division. With US-South Africa relations now under renewed strain, the land debate is set to remain a flashpoint ahead of both countries' upcoming elections. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.